diddling, dudlings on these dudes and likes to diddle kids. Get away or get under, and here we go.
Yep. So that's what's coming out about the Lincoln Project by on is all those guys are diddlers, too.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. There, it's all gross. Alrighty.
They people don't know what they like what they know. And so even aberrations are still. That's what we were talking about. That's what Jack was talking about. Emotions and blah, 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 blah. That's what he was making reference to. And the inference was that you do these things, how terrible, how incorrigible it was that you engage in this fill in the blank. Okay? But who came up with the idea that a Prince Albert was a fun thing to engage back in the day? And who decided that that was an okay thing? And let's try that. The more I think, I'll try that. It's quite shocking when you come to it. And then all of a sudden you realize it's like, damn, okay, that'll be fun. Let's do that. So all these things, fill in the blank. It doesn't matter what the thing is. That's not the conversation. The conversation is that people are doing stuff, whatever that means, and they are engaging. And we find it abhorrible. Okay, that's fine. Do that. Doesn't change it.
Right.
See, that's when they start trying to legislate morality. Go ahead. Do it. Go ahead and do it. Make it a double law.
But the ascended state isn't a solution for that, is it? I mean, people are still going to carry on and be what they've already always been.
Well, but when you're in an ascended state, you can validate. See, you can when you shoot your mouth off, you can back it up. When you can back it up, it's a different conversation. There'll be no moral perpitude that you're engaging by.
Well, how's that going to keep pedophilia from being a thing?
It won't matter.
Oh, you're going to be the pedophilia child, and you're not going to care that somebody did that to you, or
not necessarily. Nope. As a god, you don't have this conversation. As a god, that won't be an aberration.
Oh, as a god, there's no morality. It's just a free-for-all. No rules.
Well. Yes, but we're not trying to say it like that, because y'all make rules that judge you. That's all y'all make rules.
Right.
And then you compare yourself to everybody else. Well, I sure am glad I'm not that. And then you look around, and then that's when you have to turn and look and be like, well, you know, I didn't notice the pimple on Bob's butt when I had a log in my eye kind of thing.
Right. So what you're saying in the ascended state, there are no rules, there is no judge, there is no nothing, it's just whatever.
Systemic, quadraphenic entanglements.
Okay. All right. Well, that'd be fun, Ben. All right.
Yeah. Bob's going to pick it apart. He's trying to work it out. He's busy right now. He's got to get ready for the aliens. He's found out. He now has found out he can't speak fucking Finneganese. He thinks he's been playing it
for 50 years, and now he's
going to find out he's got to learn how to speak right. He could talk well, and he was going to speak good, and he don't know what he's doing. It's not good. So we've got to do a tutorial there.
That's good. That looked good.
Trying to get that thing.
At this point,
yeah,
they took the wrong guy.
Trying to clean that part. Yeah, my God, it's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. So we're doing the best we can.
Looking good for you,
we got to do it.
Right.
He's trying to get away from it. He's got something scheduled for 6 hours of his five-hour day. He has five-hour days now, and he's got something scheduled every day for 6 hours of his five-hour day. Mm-hmm. So Carolyn's going to have to quit medicine to wake him up in time to get into the next thing. And he has to get to the next thing to get to the next thing. And then phone calls on the sides, and she's having a time with him these days so he can get away from his work, what he's supposed to be doing.
So now, are aliens ascended beings? Is that what you're supposed to
No,
be
we don't think
that?
So. We don't, because they're not.
Okay.
Well, you could say that if you wanted, they're different than you. That don't make them ascended.
Right. And is the Earth or right now or this world or whatever we're talking about, is this the only place where there's pedophilia? Or there's no pedophilia in the ascended world, or they just don't talk about it?
It's not discussed.
So it could be there, but nobody talks about it, mostly because they don't use words?
Well, it's just not. You've got it. See, it's all tangled up. There's a lot of things worse than that. A lot of things
but
worse
let's
than
just
that.
Say there's not, and it's what I'm asking about. So let's say I think pedophilia is the worst thing in the whole wide world, and I don't want to have any pedophilia in the ascended state, and that's my goal because I want to ascend, because I think when I ascend, there's not going to be any pedophilia there. And I'm just asking.
Perfect. And in your slot, there certainly will not be. Perfect.
In my world.
Right.
Okay.
But your world is the only world that matters.
Okay.
In your world.
Right. Now, the world right next to me could have a whole big pedophilia, quadriphenic, fuck off or whatever, and I would never know about it because that's not my world and it doesn't pertain to me.
Or
so we're talking,
or care.
So I'm in my own little reality bubble and I'm not impinged on by other realities that I don't want to hear about or know about.
But see, I know, darling, but see, that's what's happening now. That's why they turned off CNN in the first place. That's why you have a hard time even watching porn. And when you start fucking up porn, that's personal. I mean, the only thing left now is Laura is Bob calls it Laura Ingraham. Used to be Laura Ingram, but now it's Ingraham, according to Bob. So she's all that's left now, and Hannity, when he's in a good mood, he just hollers a lot. You know, he ain't saying nothing. He's just hollering a lot. Like, come on now. So the rub just becomes a judicial, quantitative clusterfuck. I guess is a nicer way to say it.
So the more you know everything in your world that you look around and you see is absolutely perfectly, pinpoint perfectly aligned with you, your preferences and your desires, the more you know you are ascending.
We've said it since day two. When the cares of life grow strangely dim, then you know you're on the right path. Or
okay.
That's how you know you're on the right path.
Okay, very good.
See, that kind of takes some of the heat inside of the fire.
All right. Well, that's good. So that's what that means, ascension, is you're just in your own kind of unique little bubble type of a thing.
But
and then you don't have to
but
think
see,
about
that's what
other people
but
are
darling,
doing.
That's what, but wait a second, that's what you're doing in your regular body, too. That's what you're doing right now. That's why you don't have to beat
well,
the
I'm,
drum if somebody else is drum.
Right.
But
I'm
you have
uniquely
to be judged
proud.
By you have to be judged by what everybody else is doing. That's the
right.
Problem
well,
now.
I'm not going to be judged by anybody because I'm my own judge. I'm just saying I'm still somewhat uniquely preoccupied with these things like pedophilia. And I'm just glad to know that when I finally ascend, I'm not going to even know anything about what anybody is doing to anybody else. And that is exciting.
And you won't even necessarily care or know what that is.
That's what I mean.
It's even better.
That's total freedom.
Yep.
It's total freedom to not have a literal care in the world about anything else but myself and what's going on in my world and not have to worry about these other kinds of things because there will be not that kind of morality or obligation to even think about it, whether you want to call it Christianity or whatever. Pastoring, Republican, Democrat, it doesn't even matter. You won't have to think about it. You won't be exposed to it. I mean, not
freedom.
Even
freedom's just another word for having nothing left to lose.
Well, that never made sense to me, but it sounds
why
to
not?
Me like...
Why not? Why not?
Well, what's
why not?
Nothing
not?
Left to lose? What does that have to do with not paying, knowing,
no,
having
no, no.
to know that
no,
other people
no.
are perpetrating things against one another and not having to be worried
no.
about it?
No. Freedom is the word. That is the word. That's what caused that. That's what caused that. You got to go by what's free. You're free to do what you want to another human being. Well, that's free. You're free to go diddle little kids. That's free. You want freedom. Well, that's freedom. That means you can do what you want to do when you want to do it the way you want to do it. But then freedom when you have nothing left to lose, that's when you have real freedom because there's no choice. See, that's where the hope realm takes over. So we did that on purpose, Jenny Bell, so you'd go, oh. And then that way you won't even, so you're now ostracizing all the pedophiles. And you go, yes, God damn it, that's exactly what I'm doing. I'm going to put them all in a cage and make them diddle themselves. That's all. I don't want to deal with them. I don't want them in my world. That's the same process, you see, because that freedom would give them that capacity. So, and in your realm, that just won't occur in your realm, which is what you're agreeing to, and you agree, and we're all on the same page, but that, okay. We're saying that's kind of what happens now. The rapers all hook themselves up together. How does the rapee hook up with the raper? How does the murderee hook up with the murderer? How does the bank robber hook up with the bank robbie? How do they get together? Do they just wake up? How is the gangbanger shooting each other with AK-47s at point blank range and missing each other, and a little 4-year-old girl two projects over catches a 9mm in the head? How does that work? See, you got to hook these up. It goes back to vibrational frequencies. So we appreciate your words, and they're solemn. Okay, no issue here. Okay, but you got to look at the bigger picture of the quantitative retort that you're prescribing. We don't have a problem with it. We like it. We think that's a great thing. But we're saying that's almost kind of happening anyway.
Right. But the difference is I won't notice for myself. Mm-hmm. I know it's happening anyway because it's all vibrational. And the vibration, apparently, when you get into the ascended state, it's just going to continue. But the difference is that I won't notice knowing or my awareness, my perception is not going to be that level of engagement where I'm going to be hearing about or knowing or being aware of these kinds of things. And that would be really great for me.
Or in your world, they do get punished.
Mm-hmm.
Or you do see it, and the pedophilia's perpetrators do get punished.
I know, but Ion says there's no morality in ascension. So they wouldn't get punished.
In your world, if you wanted them to, they would.
Could I have a world like that where they did get punished? Ion?
It's up to you.
See?
Up to you.
You can't have it, really.
The hell that you make is your very own.
Yeah, I'm not talking about, they don't have to go to hell or anything. I just like to see something bad happen to them in front of my eyes. Okay.
We understand. But see, that's the value judgment that we're sort of balking on a little bit.
Right.
That's all. And you don't care. In the end of days, you ain't got time to be thinking about that anyway. Okay, the shit happened. Good. It doesn't happen. Good. Okay, did it happen to me? No. Okay, I'm good. You know, after a little bit, you can't legislate morality. Well, you can't
reconcile it all anyway anymore because it's so voracious right now. It's so over the top. Everybody's doing everybody to everything. So there is no way to even reconcile the whole thing. But I'm just saying in the ascension.
And when you say that, you're actually trying to say to right justify the condition of the emotion. Because if you had a clear mind, you'd say, what are you thinking with this? You wake up one day and decide to diddle a little kid is a good idea. How do you have that conversation? You know, at what point does that sound like a really good idea? How does that become a good idea? You know, it's kind of ridiculous after a little bit. So the aberration is the condition. It might be the problem. We don't know. We're going to have to see about that.
Right, exactly. And the whole thing is that in these, vibrational conversations, see, in Christianity, it's real easy. Everybody just goes to hell. But when you get into this whole other William Irwin Thompson New Age realm, everybody's just in a vibrational collusive state where, you know, this life they're going to be the Marquis de Sade, and the next life they're going to be the fucking Saint Francis.
They're all stoned on LSD. They don't even know, they're not even responsible. They can't even proffer a thought. So, yes.
Who's the they we're talking about?
Anybody that you're referring to.
Oh, well, it's the whole New Age. It's not just, you know, one. It's a whole school of thought that consciousness has many layers and everybody's in collusion according to consciousness and frequency. They're creating exactly the experience they want to create for their own purposes as part of their own evolution.
Ergo, the only thing that they're creating, the only thing they're doing, the only thing they're having, is what the tech body's telling them to do. And they're responding in kind. everything.
So now it's the tech body's fault.
Not a fault. They're just driving the they're driving the modality.
And in the 100 years before the tech body was even here, and who was doing it at the Vatican or whatever? Was that just humanness?
No. Careful. We're saying a little different conversation. We're saying that it's a bigger, there's a larger dynamic here. We're saying that from the, don't call it the tech body, call it the Ark of the Covenant. The problem started with the Ark. Call it that way. Then you're having a different conversation. See, then it's a different conversation.
So it's back to the fall of man.
Of course. Now we go.
Right? Is that, so it's just the fallen state. It's just what happens in the fallen state. No harm, no foul.
And you have to, juxtapose the position. And that's a given.
What two positions? Juxtapose what?
The fallen state and the ramifications of living this perfect life. Whatever that means.
The unfallen. Not fallen. Okay, Ginny, is that it?
That's it.
So, didn't you have a question about the explosions in the underground tunnels near the Capitol?
Oh, yeah. Well, I was going to do that Saturday night.
Okay,
we'll do Saturday.
It's good. They were bad, and yes, they're cutting off. There were the swamp rats are trying to get out.
Yeah.
those fences are there for a purpose. They're not going to get out.
Okay.
You said that. Very
That's
good,
what
Ion.
I said. All right.
You.
Yeah, very good.
And somebody, Ion, said that they demand to get those guards out of there, someone in Congress, but they don't have any influence over the guards. Guards don't listen to them.
Yes, they most certainly do. 14 states have already pulled theirs out. Those are national.
How come the rest haven't left?
Because they're Democrats.
So they're staying there to protect their Congress?
There's nobody in Congress. They're all fucking in their home states. There's nobody there.
Well, why are they still there then?
Because Nasty Pelosi wants somebody to protect her hoo-hoo. She's tired of losing laptops.
Okay. Thank you.
Yep.
We're going to move on to something else.
Okay, Bob.
All right. We'll scan through here.
Not going to say it's better. It's just something else.
Yeah, we should, let's get Forlorn Alyssa in. See what she's, how she can correct herself. Yeah. Go ahead, Alyssa.
I'm just pulling into the driveway.
Yeah.
Oh, good. It's good timing. We got the giggle in, though. That was like old times. That was like old times. The giggle.
Okay,
what?
So then.
The giggle.
Okay, we'll have you after Bert.
Okay, sounds good. Yep, I'll get settled in.
Okay, Bert. Bert's schizoid today. He came in twice. Bert's listening twice.
Us too.
Yeah.
I was having some technical difficulties when I called in, so it dropped off.
Oh, you got to get a better phone, Bert. Your phone's really screwed up. Your phone, so you could go
I'll
back out.
In then.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's bold. It's just crackly. It's bold. The sound quality is good. It's just crackly.
Okay, I'll call back.
Okay,
that may do it.
Balsas says, contracts must be pretty important if that's true. If you go to the May 19th, 2010 tailgate, which may not be available, I don't know how the tailgates are available, Bill's still editing out music, but eventually we talked to Gurdjieff during that 9-hour show, as well as Martin Luther King Jr.'s The guy assassinated 68. Anyways, Gurdjieff was very involved in contracts, making contracts all over the universe. So Balsa should go listen to that, because regular Gurdjieffians say that's bull. No Gurdjieff would be dealing with contracts, but it might be a new situation. So Balsa says, I wonder if you could do a McLuhan with law as an extension of social contract. You mean do a tetrad with law as an extension of social contract? We don't know those words. We got social mortar. I don't know. What do you think he means, Ian? You want to address that?
No, we don't care about that.
Right.
It's the law.
You should ask me in tailgate.
It's the law, see.
If you explain.
Y'all can babble. Y'all can go get Clinton to clean it. Clinton could talk about that. Tell about how that, Croker overcame that. So,
yeah. Okay, so where's Bert? He hasn't come back in yet.
You told him he was fucked up, and you told him, you said he was
fucked
up.
Okay, go ahead, Bert.
Oh, that was just enough of distraction to get to the real deal. Come on in here, Biggin. We have to,
yeah, to go through the registration process.
The kicker, and the blip, and the tip, and the dip.
Hello?
See, that's what we say. Mazzy dotes and dozy dotes and little bears and ivy. Okay, hey, Bertrand, let's go.
Oh, hey, Ian, hey. Ian, ties that bind.
Yes.
Is that a reference to DNA?
They do, but it also references the key to emotions and vibrational frequency within the emotion. Both and, not either or. I second that emotion.
Oh, okay. Man, there's a lot in the emotions. I re-listen to what you laid out this morning.
We try to bring out a lot of them. We'll push you so far we can't get any more. Like, we don't mind talking about pedophilia. That's fucked up. We'll say nigga,
right.
And let everybody hear it out loud. Oh, you can't say that. We'll push it. Hate us. Love us. Move us. Take us. Overcome us. Hey, that's right. Do what you do. It's beautiful. So, see the difference? The conversation. Now, all of a sudden, you're responsible for you. Now, that caused an emotion not in us. We jiggy with it. Got to get right with you.
That was the underlying mode that I picked up also. That's where we're coming to. Something you always said that kind of, that everyone's going to be responsible for themselves, and that's what's outlining what's coming, or what's already here, actually.
And some of the early Ionites have left everybody, or everybody in their life has died. So they're kind of alone, if they want to be or not. But they'll forsake their loved ones because it gets outside of it. The problem with this conversation is you take yourself with you most everywhere you go.
Yeah.
That's what's wrong with this picture. And so you could not do that. Now we'd have a better, you know, you'd have the perfect culpable deniability. But that's just not the case, you see.
Mm-hmm.
So that's good. It's good. Ain't nothing wrong with it. It's all right. Because you're gonna navigate it if you're navigating the stream. See, we've said enough words to you that you know the difference. You went back to you remember back to the dark days when there wasn't no ion and you still found stuff.
Yeah.
The difference.
Yeah.
You see the difference?
Yes,
I do. You had it through the fat and the lean and you still made it.
Yeah. Hey, I have another question. It's weird here in Switzerland when that mutation started. They first started calling in the news the South African, and then they said the South African. But this lately, they're called. Is there a difference between the Brazilian mutation and the South African mutation? Because now they're saying that there's a Brazilian mutation in Switzerland.
Yeah.
Of the COVID.
That doesn't matter. It's going to turn into straight Ebola. Straight black death. That's next. It's already out. Don't worry about all that. They're going to morph into the black death. Straight out. And it's going to be. And thank God they've had so many antibiotics that there's no antibiotics they can give them to save them. They're saved!
It'll be a wonderful
day
for Bob. Bob will be celebrating that day when the death lists go way up. But the headlines today, Bert, on Drudge was COVID cases drop for no reason. Nobody's in the hospitals. What's that? The calm before the storm, Ion?
Yeah, good question,
well,
Bob.
They've all the doctors have said all you got to do is take zinc and R2-D2 and picosilver. If you take that, if you have that in your body, then you'd rather have the COVID than have the flu, because you have no symptoms, you have no issue. So that's good.
Thing.
That's fine. Yeah,
but they're saving everybody right now.
Right now, and then they're gonna line them up, and they're gonna get out and get that shit in their arm, and then it's gonna go ugly.
Remember what
J.W.'s grandmother used to always tell him, says, y'all laughing now, but you're gonna be crying before you go to bed.
Yes. I think I'll, jump out ahead of Carol and take the press conference. I'll do an interloping press conference claiming I'm releasing my amino acids and then leave it up to Carol to fix it.
Oh, that'd be good. That'd be good to have her sort it out.
Yeah, I can see Carol.
Yeah.
Let's turn
what
Bob
can you
Carol
do?
To George.
The only way to be successful can go
just to get the publicity.
Yeah, that would be fun. I don't know, but I tell you what, I don't know who's going to hold Dr. D down long enough to glue them big old eyelashes on, because she don't like that. Jan Couch with them 6-inch eyelashes she used to glue with the PTL, Paul Couch and the...
Oh, Tammy Baker. Tammy Baker.
That was after Tammy Baker.
Orlin.
Yeah.
Orlon.
Oh, Orlon? What the fuck are you talking about, Bob?
Oral Robert. Visual
Oral
Robert.
Robert. Oral and Evelyn. Oral and Evelyn Roberts. Now that was a fighter for God right there. He went up in his prayer tower that he in Tulsa, Oklahoma, Tulsa time. He went up in his prayer tower and he says, I'm gonna die. God cured me from tuberculosis. But I'm gonna pray and I'm gonna die if y'all don't get me.
All right, back to Bert.
Hey, one more quick last part.
That was almost timed. It seemed like pretty good. Your schedule's working better. All the pre-show work you've been doing, Bob, is paying off.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah. Yep.
Hey, Iron.
Yeah.
2 weeks ago, you described the monoliths at lampstands. Are those monoliths that are going to,
They're not on fire yet.
Okay, and you're also describing as little sticks of elements. So are the elements of the monoliths composed of the new elements from the new periodic table?
They're not from this world. Would that be the new periodic table? Okay. Because see, a lot of things didn't come from this world. Like the big conversation when Carol's been tearing up about boron. You know, that didn't come from this world, but it's here. So you adopt it like it's always been here, but it hasn't. So yeah, there's some things like that. But just because y'all don't know it don't mean it's from here. It's a bigger picture. That's why we have to have fun and we have to be careful so we don't get y'all sidebarred. We're not trying to get you distracted. We're trying to get you on the point. We're trying to get you in the pink. A good debriefing's what you need. A good debriefing. Yep.
Yeah. Okay. That's all I have, Bob. That's all I have, Ryan. Thanks.
That was
okay,
good.
Thanks,
so
Bert.
Now you got to see, why won't they let people go to school? Because Bob said school's out.
Yep.
Hey, but Florida, I saw a news conference on YouTube where Florida has, you know, the governor's saying they've had their schools open and that there's no connection.
They've had less die than California and less die than New York. And they've had more people sick and they're balling. Yep.
Yeah.
And then they laughed and they said that the people that died is people come from New York down there. People went down there from New York and went there and died. It's what messed up their numbers. So I guess that happens. That's what happened. Yeah. Don't live in the state of democracy. It's a bad day. It's a bad day in Dallas.
Right.
Thank you, Bert. Cold day in Dallas.
Thanks, Thanks, Bob.
Oh, Dan. You did good. Thank you, Bertrand. We're going to let you sleep for 2 days, and then sleep's over for you.
So, Alyssa, you were singing because you were on delay and heard the song?
Oh, I didn't know I was unmuted.
Yeah, we were like singing
your own, pitch perfect.
I was singing that Tulsa Time song, yeah.
Tulsa Time.
All right, yes, let's go. Oh, I have one main question and then a couple follow-ups. Ayan, are the trimmed and oiled? Are the lampstands being trimmed and keep your wicks trimmed and burning?
No, keep your lamps trimmed and burning. You trim the wick.
Okay.
And you keep oiling them and keep them burning. Yes.
Okay. So are the trimmed part of the wick, does that refer to the length of the bond?
No, it refers to the carbon that's created from the burning wick. After a certain time, the carbon gets so heavy that the light can't burn because it's pulling the oil into the wick. So the wick's burning, but the wick is sucking up the oil that's on fire. That's the fuel source. So ever so often, you have to trim the wick so it doesn't have too much carbon buildup. Not often, but now and again, it becomes too much. You deprecate
the wick.
Okay,
so when you say that, are you referring to, does the oil refer to the lipids in the body, how you say the lipids are key?
Mm-hmm. The lymphatic systems, yes.
Okay. And the wick metaphor that you explained about the keeping it trimmed so that the carbon fuel doesn't build up, does that length or that wick being trim and staying short?
Well, you
not
say yes, but
long?
you're gonna get yourself tangled up because longness has anything to do with the conversation. What you do, the trimming
is
to keep your trimming your wick means keeping your emotions in check.
Okay. Awesome.
Because you may not have to trim it. You just have to keep you're supposed to keep them trimmed and burning. And if they're good and they're burning, you don't have to do a thing, but you're supposed to watch it. Watch and pray. Watch and pray.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. All right. Did you say
your week
that
has
the...
gone bad, or are you cold?
It's been cold, but I haven't really been noticing the temperature.
You want us to fix that?
Yeah. Yeah, let's have
okay,
it heat up
we'll
a
give
bit.
You, we'll give you. No. We're going to get you a wet cold when it goes to your bones. You said you didn't notice the temperature. We're going to fix it so you do notice the temperature. Yeah. Gotcha. It's on the way. The answer's on the way.
Okay.
So much so that what cold you got now ain't nothing.
Uh-huh. So the negative...
It's a dark
negative
day in Dallas.
Are you referring to Minnesota in particular?
No, specifically we're talking about how Texas threatened to be a blue state, and now their teeth are blue. Their lips are blue, all of them.
Oh, okay. All right. What? So you said my real parents are in Schenectady, New York. Schenectady, okay. So when I was in Detroit visiting my friend Anna, I saw that huge power transformer in the mm-hmm. Ford Museum. And it was from Schenectady. I can't say that.
That's okay.
Okay.
Schenectady.
Okay. So that
that's
transformer
not perfect,
was...
but that's not perfect, but it's close.
Okay, thank you. I'll practice. All right. So,
seen that transformer. It was a huge power transformer. And it was a little dot. So are my real parents still in Schenectady?
What does that have to do with the transformer? What does that have to do with the transformer?
The transformer had that name, that city name printed in huge letters on it.
Oh, okay. Okay, that's a reach, honey, but yes, they're still there. They're still there.
It made me think of them, how you said they were from there, and they're really parents are there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, and we talk about...
No more Adderall for you, baby.
I'm not on Adderall. We talk about power a lot, and and so it was cool that it was on a huge transformer. So,
yeah.
So okay. I'm wondering if my parents are still in Schenectady or if they're somewhere else right now, and what are they doing?
Okay, we already said the third time they're still in Schenectady and they've retired. They don't do anything.
They just sit around and, like Bob, just chill.
Oh no! Well, Bob doesn't sit around. He's ridiculous. He doesn't. He's conquering the world. He might be sitting down. Yeah, he does sit around a lot. The old sluggard. Yeah, he rolling down the stairs. And we've got a new lift where we can lift him and get him up in the bed now, so that's a lot easier. We've got a new wheelchair where we can roll him down Death Hill. It's great. He don't want to waste any energy on functioning. We got too much to think about. Too much Ezra Pound on his mind.
I'm coming out of retirement. They're not coming out of retirement. I am.
It's true. It's true. We've been putting him in the field picking cotton.
So did they know I was a drop-in, or, I mean, are they... Do they know I'm in Minnesota?
No, they don't know. You become a dim and faint memory. You're that thing they know what they got, but they don't got. You're their baby, and then you're not. And then you're there, and then you're not. It would be kind of like a molar pregnancy, how you would handle that. Now, you weren't a molar pregnancy, but it would be explained like that.
Huh. That's so odd.
You'd have to ask Carolyn what that is. She'll explain it to you.
Yeah, I know what a molar pregnancy is. It's when the tissue in the body acts like you're pregnant, but it's not actually a fetus.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, it's a fetus, but it doesn't form. It just makes a ball of,
Well, yeah, I'm interested in what they're doing and why I was dropped in.
Well, we've told you. You got the plate. What more do you want?
Okay, so it connects to the plate.
Always.
Okay.
We second that emotion. You're doing okay. We like. You thought a lot about this question. It's a silly question, but you thought a lot about it, and that's okay. Now, don't think about it. See what emotion it causes. And then start working on the emotion, because if you settle the emotion, you're going to get more answers than you're getting right now. That's why we keep saying when we start fucking around with people, and it's like it's better if you're interested in the conversation. If you have a question that you're actually interested in, you're going to like the interaction with your non-physical better, because you're interested in the reaction that you're getting. So if you really gave a shit about it, that'd be great, wonderful. You would be able to go deeper into the whole conversation.
Yeah, I'm interested in that. I'm intrigued by it, but there's something, I don't know if it's like a...
You don't know. You don't know enough to know. You don't know enough to know.
Okay.
And ain't nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with it. You just don't know enough to know. Now, that don't mean you won't. It's just you don't right this second. That's okay.
Okay, cool. I get that. All right, I'm getting my house in order.
It only took three times, too. You're doing better.
Schenectady. Schenectady. All right. That's all I have for tonight, but I'm getting my house in order and, and
you gotta watch, if you got any stomach, if you got any stomach left, you gotta watch Biden's disastrous town hall meeting.
Oh my gosh. Biden had a town hall meeting. Okay. Yeah. No, I'm, my patience for, yeah, no, my patience for everything in that, that political realm is, I watched Trump's defense for the day four of the impeachment trial. And,
oh my God, what a disaster. That was a joke.
What a disaster.
They did their work. They were the joke. They got it done, but I mean, if they already had the votes, why don't they just say, have a good day, impeach the motherfucker. We would too. You know, why not do that and then let them still not impeach him? That would have been a splash. They could have got away with that. He was like, you know what? Absolutely. If y'all was half as bad as Donald J. Trump, you'd have already killed the motherfucker. Go ahead and impeach him. We don't care. That would have been better. You know what I mean?
Oh,
at least it would give a little splash value.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. I watched today the one of the lawyers, I think he was the second to the last, he did an interview with CBS.
CBS, everybody's seen that. Everybody's seen that. And he threw his mic out at the ending.
Yeah, that's a little splash.
That was a splash, did you say?
Vanderveen.
Yeah. Did you say it was a splash? Okay. Well, let me clear some things up here. You said that was a splash?
A little splash, because Ian was referring to them making a more of a splash.
Okay, we got to start over again. What did you say was terrible?
Biden's town hall tonight.
Yeah, we know about that, but she was saying somebody's performance, Trump's lawyers, the first day or something.
No, I watched
the last
four.
Day of the impeachment defense.
And what was terrible about it?
The lawyers were stupid.
Ian,
not you, Ian. I'm talking to her, Alyssa.
Paula.
Ian was saying that the lawyers should have made more of just a, like, impeach the motherfucker, like, mic drop. And
okay, I still haven't got it. Who are you talking about? Are you putting, who was terrible, the Democrats or the Republican lawyers? Trump lawyers.
I was not saying they were terrible. I was saying the whole thing was a mess. I was saying that.
Why?
I was saying that that I watched day four, I watched Vanderveen and then the final lawyer for Trump's defending. And I watched what they said and they did a great job. And Ian was saying that it was all terrible and they should have made a bigger splash.
Oh, Ian didn't like the Trump lawyers.
And they were stupid. They didn't make a point. They didn't make a point. They just talked about, well, I'm not going to play what they played. They doctored it up. This is what they did, and you've heard that. And I've won. I've already won this case. This thing's already decided. You people were the witnesses. How did the witnesses run the jury? I don't understand how that works. And then, you know, there's a little red schoolhouse on the way to school. Every day I went by the little red schoolhouse on the way to school. And I don't know. There's a very interesting conversation in the little red schoolhouse had something to do with this impeachment probability. That there would be something going on. There's somebody could walk by the little red schoolhouse.
So what?
And he goes on for 8 fucking hours of that bullshit. We're like, kill yourself, motherfucker. It's ridiculous.
Okay,
we wanted to impeach Trump just to make him shut up.
Yeah, Vin Veard. He had fun with the CBS
Vanderveen.
And he said, but you said you're not impressed with the way he was on the last day.
Well, it got better. It's when his opening statements were what were the worst. Because he couldn't make a point. He didn't know what point to make.
Trump have such lousy lawyers?
He draws them. Cameron said, would say, fucked up biology says that you don't like lawyers, you hate lawyers, lawyers are no good. Well, then what are you going to have? The only tool you to choose from are bad lawyers. a la Rudy Giuliani. Yeah,
he attracts those. He attracts those. Okay.
Because he won't allow. He says he's never met a decent lawyer. Never met a good lawyer. He'd rather have a good fixer. You know about the fixer.
Yeah.
Better call Saul.
Did you say, yeah, that's a good show. Has that new series started? New season? Better Call Saul?
Soon.
I have to look that up.
Well, I don't know. You don't get internet anymore, Bob. We don't know what
yes,
you
I
get.
Do.
You get some version.
Jesus Christ, you go on.
You get some version.
Now listen, Alyssa, just ignore him for a second here. look, he can't even shut up. He has to laugh over us now. So what were you saying about the Trump thing, Alyssa? You were impressed.
I was saying, yeah, I didn't see his opening remarks of Van Der Veen, but I saw, probably half, you know, third to the end, and then I watched the last lawyer as well. And to me, you know, they were just putting the whole, Constitution and the First Amendment with the freedom of speech, and they weren't necessarily defending Trump as much as they were putting holes into what the House managers were saying. So to me, they just were kind of poking holes in the House managers' arguments and showing how ridiculous this whole impeachment trial was.
Well, how do you have a trial? How do you have a trial? How do you have a trial where you don't ask anybody what happened? You don't have any conversation with anybody. You have three things that are supposed to be one article, and they can't divide them if they wanted to. So it was doomed to start with. So it was almost like it was just a way so we can't vote on whether to give the rest of Bob's money out or not.
It wasn't even a trial, was it? It was just like a webinar.
Kind of. It was a
presentation.
Nice thing. It was a Zoom. It was a Finnegan's Wake, read along. It was a Finnegan's Wake read along.
That's what
I thought.
Right. This is Zoom.
With old people who don't know what non-physical is.
Oh my goodness. Yep. What a just. Well, you know.
They're not the brightest bulbs in the chandelier. I'll give you that.
Listen, headlines. Anger grows over grid failing. Sound familiar?
What? The grid failing? There you go talking that bullshit. Ain't nobody thinking about no grid failing. Them bird killing propellers, they froze him up. They froze up. But you know, if they make that much goddamn energy, why can't they put a heater in them to keep them from freezing?
Okay, so it says,
right?
I don't know what you were saying. CNN town hall with President Biden. Biden says he's spoken with all of his predecessors with one exception. He has spoken to all former presidents except for one. Anyways,
Harry S. Truman gave him a hard piece of his fucking mind too. You can read that.
Okay, so I don't see any headlines saying Biden screwed up. He confronts a leadership moment. What the hell is that?
What does that mean?
That's like when he read Drudge. Alyssa, that's like when he read Drudge and Trump won. He was acquitted on the impeachment, and the Drudge report says 10 Republicans voted to impeach Trump.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not that he won, that 10 went against
right.
him. That was the byline. So Bob still lost to Drudge.
That.
We're trying to get him saved. So y'all keep Bob on the prayer list, whatever you do.
Okay, so this article doesn't go into how horrible Biden was. So why are you saying Biden was horrible?
It was horrible. It was a disastrous. Just look around. The $15 minimum wage. He babbles on and starts making these superfluous conditions about conditions. You don't know what he's talking about. And then he's like, but we're going to do that thing. You know, the thing.
Yeah. Okay, is that it, Alyssa? You done?
Yep. Yep.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Ian.
That was pretty good. It's the emotion. You're wrong on your points. You're right on texture, but you're wrong on your emotions. Those are the drivers. That's how you connect. That's how you connect.
Okay. Very good. Madeline, you have some questions? What are you doing? What are you saying? Alyssa, what?
Oh, thanks, Bob. Ian, are you referring to the parent conversation or something else?
All of it.
The emotion.
All of it. Then connect. Connect. Dot.
Okay.
Dot, 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 okay. Dot.
Okay. Thank you. Thanks, Bob.
Okay. Are you guys anything to say, Madeline?
Okay. Maddie.
Hi, Ian. Hi, Bob.
Hey, we spreaded that water out everywhere. It's really chunky.
Fluffy and white, yeah.
Well, some of it's hard and blue.
What are you, under duress there, Madeline? What's the deal?
Yeah, I kind of thought I had stopped crying, so I'm not sure why
what are you crying about?
She's causing the snow tears. She's causing the snow with her tears.
She's crying. She's crying because she's wasted years with us. That's what she's realizing. I wasted years. We find out nothing.
Oh, no. It's the first time she's been awake. She's crying because she's been asleep for all those years. And now she's awake and she looks and she says, if this is paradise, fuck.
So get to it, Madeline. Ask some relevant questions.
Well, this, the power being out in Texas, what's going on with that? Like, why can't their grid
handle? They wanted to be blue. They threatened. They said Texas was turning blue. So with the help of your tears, we made them blue. They're blue now.
Cold blue.
Okay.
Their lips, their fucking lips are blue.
Yep.
They're going to make it so unpleasant that the damn wetbacks are going to go back to Guadalajara. They're going to go, fuck this shit, I'm going back to Tijuana. I can't stand this. This is terrible. They're going to give me $15. They're going to give me more than $15 an hour staying this shit. Here it is. In San Antonio, it's 9 degrees in the afternoon was the high for the day. San Antonio! They don't even put their water pipes in the ground far enough to keep them from freezing like that.
And Susanna has no energy. Susanna's freezing. Susanna may be leaving us soon. She may be joining Eliza, freezing to death.
Well, it's
a pretty cool answer that they wanted to be blue, because that's the same thing happened in California during the fire season. They have their rolling blackouts. They should feel just at home in Texas.
Yeah, they took it there.
Yeah, all them people run there and call us, and they took their shit with them. They bring all that garbage in there. Oh, see, we need to have a closed state. We need to put a wall around each state, and we qualify to come into that state or not. And you don't just come walk across the border. You need to have some paperwork and see who you are and see if you can work out. And if you don't fit, then yeah, no. If you're a pedophile, you need to go live over there. You can go to Utah. That's where you should go, is Utah. And Jenny's on the pedophiles tonight.
Okay, Madeline, so ask about why you're crying.
Well, they answered, because I'm awake for the first time.
Yeah. And we're glad.
What do you see? What do you see?
We like you awake. What do you see? She sees death and depravity and longing for desire and unrealized creation stacked to the rooftops and banker boxes full of wet papers.
Where are those?
Everywhere. You strode them from California to Boise to New York to, didn't it be the Carolina?
Oh,
when are you leaving? When are you leaving? Or is it frozen? Got you frozen in now?
Dude, I just got my license today.
Okay.
And
that's good.
Yep, and I'm picking up the car tomorrow. I'm
good.
Planning to be gone by the end of this month.
There's no hurry, baby. We're not rushing. We're not saying hurry. We just want to make sure that's what you still want to do.
What did you mean when you said my time is getting slippery?
Well, when you cause this much ice across the entire from sea to shining fucking sea, that's a lot of slippery.
Okay.
Okay, we got to bring someone else in. Thank you, Madeline.
I mean, you had the whole the continental United States below freezing, except for Hawaii, and it's fixing to get some snow on the roof, too. Get ready, Bob. Better get that parka. Karen, better get that coat back from Nancy. You're going to need that coat in Hawaii. Better look out. It's coming.
You're unmuted, man. Don't you want to say final word there?
Cool breeze.
No, I'm good. Go on. Thank you, Bob.
Yeah, well, don't waste your... You got your load up, honey. You got yourself all a wreck. Say something. Don't waste your shot.
Hey, Ian.
Here's Petrie.
All right. I have a shot.
Come on, you.
Last time we spoke, it was like 2 weeks ago. We were talking about...
That's your fault, not our fault. You were there. They just wouldn't unmute you. You went to fucking sleep. You went to sleep and woke up for the fucking tailgate. We know.
So I was wondering about the... about having a vision of what retrieving information from the cloud looks like.
Okay. You'll recognize it. You'll recognize it from a synaptic neuron. The neuron synaptic reference is how you will retrieve and notice what you call bits. See, we don't know how to talk to you about it. You don't even know what cobalt is, so we don't know how to talk to you.
I'm not even a good developer. I just copy other people's code.
And that's all right. We don't mind that. If that's what Bob's been doing for years. He's never had an original thought in his life.
Okay, Ian, you're making me blush now. This is too much.
Yeah. You're doing all right. You're doing all right. You're innocent and you're clean. See, you've not been corrupted by knowing something, so you're doing great.
Okay. Well, then, hopefully... The amount of information I'm trying to cram in my current profession is not going to mess anything
up. We don't even know what the hell you're talking about. Do you know what Control Alt Delete does to a computer?
Yeah, of course.
Slow down now. If you push the three of them down at the same time and hold them down, what does it do?
It allows you to view the running processes.
Good. And it also will shut down your operating system if you got a PC.
Yes.
Or what you call reboot. Right? Now the operating system is what's operating. You're trying to ask what you can see. So you're on the right topical point, but you've not added emotion. If you had that, you have a different conversation. Talk to Bert. Have a conversation with Bert. Just smart, just kick it a little bit. And he knows things. That might give you some insight.
Thanks, Ian.
You're welcome, Dimitri. We fuck with you.
You're welcome. See you on the tailgate.
Thanks, Bob.
Okay.